you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Tyler Radio Empire.
Well, did you enjoy...
What?
Did you take advantage of Leap Day? Although I don't know what that would mean.
No, I didn't take advantage of Leap Day. I didn't take advantage of the nice weather.
Yeah, it was a little windy Sunday to golf. I was out walking. It was nice, though. Beautiful day, you know.
I suppose you could have golfed. Like
I saw some people golfing on...
Craig golf.
But even then, I think that takes the frisbee, doesn't it? I sucked at that.
Yeah, it does. When you work around it.
Yeah, well, you're better at it than I am.
Wind is certainly a factor there.
Absolutely it is.
Yeah, it was horrible on a calm day. I'm not going out on a day yesterday.
Everything was fine. I think we went out on Saturday.
That was a windy day.
Yeah.
Windier than yesterday.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
But it was fine.
But it was warm, so.
Yeah. The dog seemed to enjoy it.
All right. Pooped outside all day then?
Yeah,
I guess they do that everywhere.
Pretty much left them outside most of the day so they could bark at squirrels.
One of the things that people did on Leap Day in Hell, Michigan was get married.
Oh, so you don't have to celebrate your anniversary every 4 years?
29 couples either got married or renewed their vows on Leap Day, their wedding licenses all read Married in Hell.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that everybody? Sorry for all you newlyweds out there. It'll be fine.
No, it won't.
I actually got to thinking over the weekend. I wonder what
it'll be fine, but you might not be in love every day.
If you're born on Leap Day, if you're actually born, when do you get to celebrate?
I don't know. It's funny.
It has to be the first.
It's
completely, that's what I thought.
It's hilarious. I went to.
Oh, they go March 1st instead of Feb 28th?
It would have to be.
My high school girlfriend for 6 or 8 months in high school, she was born that day. And she's a Facebook friend, and I saw her yesterday comment on she said, so many birthdays, that's about it. I think I remember vaguely at the time that she did it on the 28th, obviously. She kept it in February, you know.
Yeah. But, for the purposes of your driver's license or you're going out to drink at 21, you probably have to wait till March 1st.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Because it's the day after.
Yeah. I didn't know her then.
Right, before someone will serve you.
I knew her when she was 15.
Yeah.
But relax, I was just 17.
Because
somewhere there's got to be a policy for that.
Ryan Reynolds, Aviation Gin, put out a spot with a lady who, it was her 21st.
Oh, got it.
Leap Day birthday. She was, makes her 84?
Yes.
She was 84. And
Arlene Manco.
She was 84 in real age, but how old in, 21?
21. Okay. Yeah, this is her 21st observance of her Leap Day birthday. They were doing all kinds of weird stuff on ESPN. I think
it's kind of a prick move, though, if you make them wait till March 1st to drink if you're a bouncer.
ESPN.
I'm guessing you probably just could let them have a drink.
But
fight that ticket.
But I'm guessing it has
guy
to be.
Guy walks in the 28th and his birthday's the 29th and he's 21 and, whatever. You can have it.
But February 28th always exists. So that person wasn't born on February 28th. It has to be the day after February 28th, whatever that happens to be.
I'm guessing. Yeah, but it's still February. I'm guessing you get the drink in February.
They are not legally 21 yet.
Yeah.
No.
Until
I'm letting them drink.
February 29th, which only exists every 4 years.
That'll get you busted.
Yeah. That's an anal.
Yeah, you want to lose your liquor license on that?
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about the bar. I'm talking about the bouncer. I don't care.
Yeah. Well, the bouncer cares because he needs a job.
Yeah.
ESPN did something, in addition to dog stuff. Me and the dog sat around and watched a little dog stuff, some agility drills. And then later on, they went to Norway, and they kept throwing the ESPN 8, the Ocho logo up. But it was called death diving. And it was just guys, you know, flipping off and I've seen that, hung for a little bit of that. A little while because there was no death.
Yeah.
All those dives and nobody died. I thought they should have gone to like a shallow river and there was a sandbar in there somewhere. So at least someone would
come out
crippled.
I left back to school a little bit along yesterday and the Triple Lindy was actually on. Try the Triple Lindy, you know.
Yeah, this looks like a 4 or 5 meter platform these guys are going off of.
They flip around. I've seen it too. I don't know what
landing like, yeah. Belly flops. Yeah. And all. It looks like you
belly flops, swinging your arms.
Really hurt.
Right. It looked like a bunch of drunks. You know, at spring break.
Yeah.
Jumping off the hotel balcony.
I think you'd be sore.
Well, you
the
should.
Neck
be.
Would be sore and stuff like too. You know?
I think to perform a good death dive, you have to be sore. You have to land on your face or your belly.
Right.
I didn't see what other weird sports they were doing.
I did see Neil deGrasse Tyson. He got all mathematic on his Twitter and said that the leap year overcorrects. So every like century, we get rid of one leap year.
Really?
And then that undercorrects, and we have to put one back in. It was a weird tweet. I don't know how often.
Come out of the rabbit hole, Neil.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't need to go that far
down.
It
was geeky as hell. But when you read it, you go, oh, that's fairly interesting.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense that it doesn't, you know, every year isn't 365 right, and one quarter.
It overcorrects, but when they eliminate a leap year 1 year, like it'll go every 8 years. I think we might not live through that, though. That's a shame.
Yeah. When do they do that?
You got the tweet right there? You look at the death diving.
No, I'm still looking at the death diving. It's women now, and I got interested again.
Yeah. Yeah, when I tuned in, it was women, so that's what grabbed my attention.
What's new, Craig?
And then it was a bunch of Norwegian dudes. A new study shows that pedestrian deaths hit a 30-year high in 2019.
Cell phones?
More than 6,500 people
sides?
Were killed, a 5% increase from the year before. Pedestrian deaths have surged 53%.
Yeah, cell phones on both sides.
Distracted driving.
And distracted walking.
And walking with smartphones are factors, as is drug and alcohol abuse. 3/4 of pedestrian deaths happen at night, most on local roads away from intersections. So maybe use an intersection.
Oh, yeah. I think Vegas is one of the league leaders in that, where people get whacked on the strip all the time.
Yeah. Oh, that kind.
Right, because they don't use the, there's bridges.
I understand that, but I think also walking alongside the road, thinking everybody can see you is so stupid. And we all come across some people, we drive, all of a sudden, you just saw somebody. Like, what are you doing on the side of the road like that?
Well, or even if you're in a crosswalk and walking and you're not looking at your phone,
right.
Never assume that the driver is going to look for you.
I tell people all the time that, because since we have no bike paths anywhere in this stupid city, I have to cross a major highway in my bike to get to this area when I ride the bike. And I'm thinking about stopping doing it because I just know it's just there's like it's a 4-lane, 4-intersection thing. I'm thinking, oh man, and people swing and beep and yell, and they don't really yell, but it's very dangerous.
Oh sure,
it's so dangerous.
No, I've tried to teach my daughter that, you know, even in parking lots.
Right. Oh, my God. Parking lots would drive my kids crazy. You cannot look at your phone walking through a parking lot.
No.
Don't do that.
No. Don't never assume that the driver of the vehicle that's coming is going to see you.
They don't see you.
They're not. They could very easily not be paying attention.
You know, it's funny you say that about the bike paths. About a block from me, I've got a great bike path that goes way north and way south.
Well, I mean, I don't mean
and
pass
you say there's not one.
No, no. I'm talking about.
Because there's no one close to his place.
Well, no, there is a bike path there.
But it's not just him.
No,
I mean, that's human nature.
No. I'm talking about bike lanes. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
They're going to start to bring on some new ones. There's no bike lanes in the city. That's what I meant. There are some
paths. There's not.
And bike lanes they need to have in.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of bike paths either.
Not as much as should be. Not as much as should be. It's one of the lesser ones in the country.
You go to Minneapolis, you go to Denver, there's bike paths all over the place.
Well, you're talking two of the best in the country, though. That's hardly fair to compare everyone to those.
Well, that's where I hang out.
It's pretty low. It's pretty low.
You don't hang out in Minneapolis.
Well, once in a while.
I'll give you Denver, but you don't hang out in Minneapolis.
You're rude for the Vikings, you don't hang out.
Yeah. I may have been there since you have.
You may have.
This isn't even about bike bed. This is just about getting killed going through an intersection on your bike. It's very dangerous.
Well, walking.
No, riding my bike through an intersection. Yeah. Right. Oh, pedestrians, you get killed for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't see any rallying cries about watching out for bicycles. You're supposed to watch out for motorcyclists. And yep. I'm all for that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And bicyclists don't have loud pipes.
Yeah.
To save lives. Last month was the hottest January on record.
Nothing to see here.
Yeah, it's fine.
Moving on.
Yep.
There's your global warming today.
Yeah, no, it was yesterday. It's warm. Yeah,
well, it's in Antarctica is right, where it is.
It's always very cold. Right. Well, it's very cold to all of our broadcast cities today. So if you're going outside, put some clothes on. Sub-zero wind chills all over the place.
Yeah.
I check with experts on everything except for global warming. Then I just ask to do
no experts.
Do your own research.
I mean,
yeah, I saw
everything I do, I ask an expert. I had a guy. Yeah. I take my car in the other day. I'm getting my dog's leg fixed. That's a vet that does operations, a car place that fixes cars. And but for global warming, I just ask my buddies, my right wing buddies. I ask them, and they know.
Well, they've looked into it.
No, they haven't.
They were told by someone.
They were told by some other idiot right-wing buddy, right.
I'm not a vet, but I've played Operation. I could probably do that for you.
There you go.
Cut you a deal.
Sure.
Bring the scissors.
I saw a time-lapse photo of that research station in Antarctica.
That's brutal, huh?
Well, I think it showed last year at this time. It was obviously covered in snow, even though it's summer down there. Summer in Antarctica. And, you know, it's pretty barren now.
Right.
Snow is gone. The ice is gone.
They're out grilling.
It was 65 that day.
65 degrees.
It was 65 degrees.
Well, it was, that. And then we mentioned that. And then a couple of days later, it was a couple degrees higher than that.
Yeah. Was it really? Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Beautiful day in Antarctica.
Yeah.
At least that part of Antarctica.
For a barbecue.
Which is what it's not supposed to be.
Right.
It's not supposed to be a beautiful day in Antarctica.
Yeah, that's like the warmest ever, right?
Right.
Warmest temperature ever recorded, anyway.
Yeah. It was warmer than San Diego, at least one of those
days. Yes, it was.
It'll help their tourism.
Yep.
There's actually Antarctic tourism.
Yeah, that sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going
interest.
Deep into the continent, and that's for the adventurers. But they will take cruise ships there.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's probably a place people go just to say they were there.
Yes.
I don't think you want to spend a lot of time there. It's like, all right, that's it. We're here. It's
good. Right. You want to go to all seven continents.
And the coronavirus might just die there. But not now. It's not that cold.
That's a bucket list thing for people who have money. And the wanderlust.
Probably catch a boat in Chile.
Yeah.
On the way to Antarctica.
You do.
Yeah.
Dick.
It's still a pretty good float. Yeah. You know, you look at a world map, it looks close, but I guess it's about a 6-hour boat ride from the tip of South America to Antarctica.
Chile. That sounds horrible.
Yep.
Really, I'd kind of like to do it.
6-hour boat ride?
No way.
That's 2-3-hour tours.
Yes.
And good sometimes, math. That's, I believe, called the Drake Passage. And sometimes, I guess it can get a little rough.
You'd have enough time to watch Titanic twice.
There you go.
Because apparently Magellan had a little problem when he was going around the Cape of South America. And then once
did you read that in some book?
Yeah, I did read that in some book.
It's full of lies.
Once he got out of there and came to the Pacific Ocean, that's how the Pacific Ocean got its name. Because it suddenly became peaceful.
All right.
Listen to that podcast. It's going to get a lot of listeners.
The Magellan podcast?
Yeah, do the Magellan podcast. Yeah. Later on today, Todd's got a second segment.
How the Oceans Got Their Names with Todd. Download it tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Todd.
How the Oceans Got Their Names. That's like Fun with Flags on
Big Bang.
On Big Bang, yeah.
What else is going on, Craig? We're enjoying some Hog Wild Barbecue, by the way.
Yes,
thank
we
you,
are.
Hog Wild
Man,
Barbecue.
That's right. Good.
Mm. And talking explorers.
Yeah. Story out of Honolulu.
Which
Hawaii.
Island?
Hawaii.
All right.
You know, I've been to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Which island? You like a licky dicky?
That's on the island of Oahu.
Oahu. A common story with a bit of a twist. Michelle Gabriel, former director of Mary Knowles Middle School. It's a Catholic school.
Yep.
She was 8 months pregnant when she was asked to step down.
Oh, the Catholics are so great to each other, aren't
because
they?
Because she's not married.
Oh.
And they didn't
But bring that kid back when he's eight so we can see we have a hottie.
So,
they
she wasn't showing?
Bring his tight ass back over here.
So she was 8 months old?
I don't know. Eight months pregnant.
Certainly somebody had to notice.
Yeah, they're good people.
She's worked at this Catholic school for the last 16 years.
Yeah, well, probably a good
teacher. She was told to leave because of concerns from parents and faculty about her pregnancy.
But bring that kid back.
Here's the twist.
Oh, please. Please, listen to the busybodies.
Now.
What's the twist?
She underwent in vitro fertilization.
Oh, so she wasn't inseminated.
Well.
By somebody else.
Yeah. It wasn't direct injection.
What a semen.
Yep.
And is that an even more egregious
offense?
Yeah,
you can't do that.
I wouldn't think so.
No, that's gotta
be. I think the issue is the premarital bit.
Yeah, because she doesn't have a husband to raise that baby.
That's what I was.
There's a lot of single moms
thinking.
Out there.
Yeah, but But the sin is the premarital sex.
Unless you're a priest, then you're allowed.
Right.
To do, yeah.
Well, that's a sin too.
But priests don't get married.
I think the sin.
You can't marry a 9-year-old kid.
Yeah. No, you can, and they hate that.
Yeah. Sin also includes having a child out of wedlock.
Yeah, maybe.
They knew she was pregnant the whole time. Why'd they wait 8 months into her pregnancy to fire her ass?
I don't know.
I'm guessing they probably didn't notice.
She told them at 4 months.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
They threw her a baby shower.
Damn.
Seems like
and
they
then
knew.
A few days later, they said, you're going to have to go.
Reason number what? We list why that whole thing is messed up. Messed up.
So there's that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
There's a great meme out there. It's not necessarily Catholic. It's just a great meme. It's an old lady in a car, and she goes, "I'm about to leave church and go be a C-bomb to some service worker." It was just a great. It's the way it's written out. Obviously, it's not C-bomb.
Thank you, Karen.
Perfect.
Totally.
Is Becky mad? I was. I hear Becky included there too in the Karens.
No, I was. Oh, really? No, I've only heard Karen.
Becky's, I've heard Becky's.
Yeah,
in there, yeah.
She believe it. That name's used as a white girl name for years. She's used to
that's
that.
True.
Right. Yeah. Oh my God, Becky.
Right.
It all started with that.
Does Sir Mix-a-Lot?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fun fact from Heather here. It's unethical to do in vitro fertilization in the Catholic religion.
Oh, I did not know.
I didn't know that either.
It goes against
that,
God.
I did not know that. Thank you.
So why? Like, so even like married couples are can't get pregnant, can't even do it.
Correct.
Oh, you are playing God, I imagine. Yeah.
So you're just supposed to stay barren the rest of your life because some old priest tells you to, right?
It's God's plan.
Great.
It's God's plan.
But bring the kid back when he's 8 if you get one. Why don't you go adopt one for us? We'll give him a candle. We'll give him a candle and shake his ass.
But we'll recruit the hell out of that kid later if he can run a football.
And don't yell at me, by the way.
More good news here from John. Email us TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Someone I knew recently had a baby out of wedlock and was promptly fired by the Catholic school she was working for as a teacher.
Yep.
Good Christian values.
Of course they are.
Yeah, but, you know, she was direct injected, I imagine.
Yep.
And that's a sin.
What is semen?
Right.
Direct injected.
Yeah.
Direct injected.
Operative phrase there is out of wedlock.
All of our kids were direct injected.
Yep.
Yeah.
And some of ours were out of wedlock, Nick.
All of mine.
Me?
Me?
Oh, only one of mine.
All of mine.
And all of yours.
Oh, no. Yeah. My wife was like 9.5 months pregnant at our wedding, right? So.
Yeah, but the baby
that one was conceived out of wedlock.
She was born after the fact, right? Yeah.
Technically not a bastard.
Right.
Because you were married at the time of birth.
Yeah.
So do we only have 2 kids amongst this entire room that were born in wedlock?
No, I had 3.
Afterwards. Yeah, you only had the 2 out of wedlock.
No, we all did direct injection.
Yeah.
How many? Okay. Of the room, how many were planned?
Zero.
We planned both.
Zero.
One.
We planned both.
You planned one.
Yeah, the one was planned.
Yeah. We only had
2,
one.
3. Craig, none of yours were planned, were they?
Not by me.
Not by me.
Hey, you're having sex without
not by
birth control. You did something.
Okay, let's get a percentage on this. Okay, how many kids total? We got Nick, how many?
3.
3? Craig, two?
Yep.
That me, I know was, I guess I'll have to give me five.
You got five.
Yeah, you got five.
Yeah, you direct injected that
girlfriend. And one right. over here.
Yeah.
All right. So we got 13 kids total.
That's a lot.
And three were planned.
This group has 13 kids?
That's
frightening. That is not cool. I never really added it up. I knew when Nick joined the show, we added three, but
well, we
this group should not have 13 kids.
There's 12. Oh. We cut it down to 12.
That's horrifying.
There's one that's kind of out of the picture.
No, you fathered it.
No, you fathered it.
You fathered it. That counts. It. That's 23% of the children in this room that were planned.
You made the injection.
I'm still freaked out by 13 kids we're responsible for.
That's like more than a conversion van for.
Yeah, but some of us are doing more than our fair share. I mean, I've only got one. Yeah, but Todd's picking up my slack.
Right. Yeah, but we are still adding them in there, and it, yeah, this five should probably not have had five at 13 kids.
No. Yeah. But I think they all turned out okay.
No. I'm just saying, if you listen to us, if you just listen to us,
I'd tell them the jury's still out.
No, they're all good kids, but they're still, you know. It's not even that so much. It's we're the ones that procreated 13 times.
Spreading the seed.
This dick joke show.
We should not be role models to that many people.
They turned out well in spite of us.
No, I think we're good. I know all of us are good dads off the air, but I'm talking about this is what people hear and what we say to each other.
No.
Okay, you're not. No. You weren't to Adam. That's right. You're good dad to the other kids.
I wasn't so much to the other ones for a while.
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.